This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We told you when this show started that we would just ride with you guys as long as you wanted to. We would take your calls. We wouldn't get any guests on. We'll just chop it up. That's the plan. That's what we're doing. You're executing. We got 1 hour left, three down. 800-636-1067. Nats getting ready for the Cardinals. Game four is tonight from Nationals Park, couple of blocks up Half Street. We're going to get off the air here in about 58 minutes. Your boy's going to go get some lunch. I actually got a four-hour pregame show that starts at four.
Oh, buddy. You got a busy day.
This is a day. Okay, so we got the 10 to 2. We're going to take a little break from 2 to 4, then 4 to 8 pregame, and then 8 o'clock the game until about 11:30. Postgame on the field, and ideally, champagne's getting sprayed all over this outfit at some point. I wore a crappy polo shirt, and I brought a jacket so that if it gets ruined tonight, it gets ruined, and that's okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go home, change, and put on something I don't care about.
Will you get a nap?
I hope so. Because I'm back on air with Pete Metters tonight at, I believe, 6:30.
Okay.
From the Red Box.
I like your chances at a nap.
Yeah.
You need a nap.
I do. I'm scuffling. I'm 0 for my last 67. And I'm still in the lineup for some reason.
But you're Dexter Fowler and CK's Mike Schilt.
Yeah. Put me right in the leadoff spot, boss.
He just keeps putting you out.
Reward your faith in me at some point, right?
0 for 4, 3 strikeouts.
Skip, I had a fly ball yesterday. You know, medium deep, huh?
How is he kept with Dexter Fowler in the leadoff
spot? Don't you question Mike Schilt's decision-making. You let him keep pitching to Yan Gomes with the pitcher on deck. You let him keep putting Dexter Fowler right at the top of that order. Mike Schilt is a genius. Mike Schilt's a great American.
I think Schilt's actually had a good series, frankly. The one mistake he's probably made, I mean, you can say he should have benched or moved Fowler down, but the one mistake he's made is pitching to Gomes in game one. Other than that, some of the bullpen decisions he's made have worked, and they just haven't hit. What's he supposed to do? We did this in the past, years ago, with the Nationals. Your team's either going to hit or it's not. You go with the horses that got you there. He's a super nice guy. In fact, I gave him bad information yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, so we did an interview with him pregame for MLB Network Radio, and I go into his office with Jim Duquette, who's a former longtime baseball exec and GM, and we're sitting in Schilt's office right before the game. He's super, super nice. And we do the interview, we get it done. I said, is tonight the first time Michael Buffer's ever going to say your name? He goes, what do you mean? I was like, well, Michael Buffer's announcing the teams tonight. He's doing all the announcements. And he was like steamed up. Mike Schilt was like visibly excited about it. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. He goes, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's really cool.
He's like, this will be the first time that ever happened. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Well, I gave him completely incorrect information.
Because he didn't do that. He did stuff last time, but he didn't do
right.
The introducing all the people. He didn't do that.
I thought he was doing that.
Oh.
But he did not.
I didn't know either.
He did an actual let's get ready to rumble right before the first pitch.
Right.
Which no one's allowed to say other than him, or you get like sued so much. Apparently, I don't know if he has just a team of people listening to every radio show in the country or whatever, but it's one of the most known things in sports broadcasting is that you cannot say that saying because you'll get got, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that, and he started the game, and he said play ball. I don't know if he even said that. I think he just said his
No,
say.
He did. He did the thing, and then people were yelling, but he also said, and now let's play ball.
Okay. So that was good. And he also did some kind of weird thing for the president's race. They milked it for all it was worth. But can I tip my cap to the Nationals? That I thought that was awesome.
Cool creativity.
To have Michael Buffer there while all the Nats are on the field and Strasburg's waiting to throw the first pitch, and you've got Dexter Fowler, the aforementioned, walking to the plate. To have Michael Buffer for the thousands in attendance and the millions who wish they were here around the world.
And, it's going on a little bit longer than your normal pregame warm-ups. And Steven Strasburg was really put off by it. You could tell. Struck out Dexter Fowler on three pitches. just to get things moving.
It was so great. But when he gave his line.
It was good.
The whole ballpark was going bonkers. The place was on fire all night. If you were in the ballpark, you did it. You did your job. Al in Falls Church, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
What's up, Jess? How's it going?
Buddy.
Good.
Yo, I expect us to win tonight, and here's why. We got to remember back, 1931. And for some reason, somehow, everything just started clicking. And now we're not supposed to be here. Everybody said, oh, the Nats are going to get put out. Well, we beat down our big, you know, our bully. We took out the L.A. Dodgers. That was our bully. Boom, got them. Now we're in the second round. They're looking at, oh, St. Louis. They got banished this. They got banished that. They're much better. We got them against the ropes. We're just looking to land one more haymaker. And this is it.
Yeah, you got to land one more punch, Al. You're right, though. They're staggering. They are right now kind of trying to figure out where their corner is. They're down 3-0. One of two things can happen, though, and we're not sure which it'll be until tonight, and maybe you work back from the result and you decide what it was. But a team can either just play super free and easy and say, well, we're done. No one gives us a chance. They have all the pressure to close us out. Let's just go play baseball and have fun one more time together.
Yeah, this group gets together for one more night. So let's go have fun.
And you go win 6-2 or something, and next thing you know, you're trying to push this series back to St. Louis and get within a game in Game 5. But the other thing that could happen is, and it's just a matter of what and who are the Cardinals, and I don't know that they're this type of group, but plenty of times, I think Earl said it in his update, I believe the number he had was 29 out of 37 times that a team's gone up 3-0, they've gone on to sweep, something like that. I think you just kind of decide, well, it's over.
Yeah, it's human nature where you go, you know the end is coming. You just do.
There's only so much fight you got left when you're fighting a battle that ultimately will result in a loss. Let's go to Mike in Silver Spring. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. This has been a terrific show. I just want to say that I think the stars have certainly aligned for the Nats this year. And how about Howie Kendrick for a league championship series MVP. I can't believe the guy's 36 years old. And you were talking about all the vets that are going to leave. This has been the perfect blend of veterans and young people. And
yeah,
I don't expect to see Parra back here next year. Do you?
No.
I mean, there's like no 28-year-olds. You know what I mean? Everyone's
Rodney.
Either 20 or 40. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, Rodney would be gone. Parra would be gone. Kendrick, I would think, would probably be gone. You could bring him back.
What about the infielder they picked up?
Dozier?
His name escapes me.
Yeah, one-year deal probably.
Dozier was a one-year deal. He'd probably be gone, I would think. I mean, you could keep him on a one- or two-year deal maybe again because Carter Kieboom is not quite ready, and then he'll take over at some point. It also depends on what happens with Rendon. I mean, if Rendon walks, then Kieboom's your starting third baseman, and you still need a second baseman. And maybe you sign Dozier to a two-year deal or something like
and
that.
And listen, I would say for Dozier, I obviously haven't spoken to him about this specifically, but I bet you this he's been a great teammate. There's nothing wrong. He's not sandbagging or whining or complaining about
it. He's having the time of his life.
But I would say this year kind of didn't go according to his plan, right? I think he wanted to sign a one-year to prove he could still do it and see if he could squeeze out a one last deal.
Yeah.
This kind of wouldn't be what he wanted to do, I don't think. But maybe he's having
coming
so much
off
fun.
The bench. Yeah,
yeah so much fun winning, and he'll do it.
As a part-time player, essentially, hit 20 home runs.
I know.
So I think there's a team out there that goes, he plays pretty good defense. He's got power.
He's a great clubhouse guy.
He could start for us, you know, and pays him similar to what he got this year for on a couple-year deal, maybe. I think he signed one in $9 million. Don in Vienna, you're on the fan. How are you?
Donnie.
Hey, Grant, Danny, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Doing great, man. Nats are up 3-0. They got a chance to wet paper towel the cards on cornhole night.
Great, but Grant, I want to piggyback on one thing you said.
Okay.
How can you not pay Rendon and pay Strasburg? Because they're making a lot of money, you know, the Lerner family, and those guys, look how they're doing. You know, Corbin goes tonight, but they feed the pitchers feed off each other, Grant.
Yes, they do.
And you can say it for yourself. Now, Corbin got to match up what Sanchez, Scherzer has done, and Strasburg. Can he do that? And if he does, Grant, you know, come on, pitching is everything.
It is everything. Don, you're all over it. Here is, I guess, my the other side of this, all right? I am obvious. I said what you point out a few minutes ago, and I believe that these gates, the money they're making in the playoffs, all of the heaps of gobs of cash that they're pulling in has to make it more likely to sign Rendon, and you got to be more willing to spend. And what I hope you see, and happy birthday to Ted Lerner and Mark Lerner and that entire family have been very successful and done a good job with this organization. I think primarily because Mike Rizzo's very, very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But what I hope they see is there is money to be made when you make a playoff run, right? If you get deep into the postseason, if you somehow, some way, imagine if they won the damn World Series. That flag flies forever. The good you have done for your organization is exponential and not even able to be spoken about. We,
right.
We can't even imagine what you've done. This organization, look at the Capitals. They are still benefiting. People are still randomly buying hockey tickets this week to see the Caps, who would have never in a million years, because they were outside on F Street that one time, and they want to go see Ovechkin.
And they're still thought of in that way as,
yeah,
as champs.
The champion, right? Capitals. You still see the commercials and hear the Capitals talked about in that light almost a year and a half later. This is something that lingers. So my point is, I understand when I have these conversations with high-ranking people with the Nationals about Rendon and some of these other decisions they've made, and they go, listen, man, this is a business. If you ran a restaurant, you wouldn't run a restaurant just to lose money so that people are happy because you're spending money on the best possible meat, but you're losing money all the time. You can't just sign these guys when people don't come to the ballpark like we need them to, when we're drawing 17, 18,000 people at some games. I get all that, but this is what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Rendon's going to get you to the playoffs.
Strasburg's
going to get you to the playoffs. When you get to the playoffs, more often than not, you're going to have a real good chance, and sometimes you'll make this run. This is worth, like, to me, your regular season is now a huge net plus in terms of money. I'm sure of it. With all the money that they're going to rake in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that it puts it over the top to try to keep him.
So in terms of salary, by the way, they'll be able to do it. Because I don't know if Steven Strasburg gets a raise for next year specifically after he opts out. You could give him a couple more. But where the new money would take hold is in 2021 and 2022, when he's only slated to make, I say only, this is relative baseball terms here, $15 million each of those years before a big balloon payment in 2023. So I'd imagine 25, 26, 27 million bucks, just a couple million dollar raise to say thank you for your service, and now we can add some of those numbers up for the rest of your contract. Ryan Zimmerman, $18 million comes off the books. A ton of free agents here.
Well, see,
a lot of young guys on team control.
The key to me is the money off the books next year that all can be then reallocated and respent.
Before
right?
they do anything, they're down, according to Spot Track, around 133 in terms of millions.
Yeah.
You give guys raises in arbitration, you give guys raises, you pick up a couple options like Sean Doolittle's at 6.5, Adam Eaton's at 9 and change. You're probably got some money to play with here and then continue to improve your team. You also have some internal options that might be knocking at the door. You mentioned Carter Kieboom. They will be able to build for next year, even with signing their two marquee guys back to this roster.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see they pick up the option on Yan Gomes. Gomes next year has a $9 million club option, which feels expensive.
It feels pricey to me, even though he's been great.
That probably comes off the books.
Yeah, he's been great lately, but I don't know that I could do that for next
year. You could probably re-sign him for less than that if you let him go to the market, to be honest.
That's a good point
by
you.
But he's at $9 million. Dozier's at $9 million. Kendrick's at several million. The money is there to spend. It's a question of, are you willing to give a position player that amount of cash? You've never done it before. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
Grant and Danny here for our friends at Window Nation. Here's the deal. I got a condo, right? We bought the condo years ago. It's an older building, right? All the different stuff. Got the parquet floors, some nice elements about it, but the windows were installed when the condo building was built. Ancient in terms of the technology. We called Window Nation, my wife and I. They came, they saw, they conquered. Everything about the windows are spectacular. Sliding glass door. We increased the value of the home, got a tax credit, and ho-hum, lowered the energy bills precipitously each month. GP, we love Window Nation.
It's about to get real nasty and real cold. It's time to protect your home from the elements right now this fall. Buy two, get two. Get two free windows for every two you purchase. No limit. Buy four, get four. Plus 0% interest for 60 months. Guys, that's 5 full years. Get installed before the holidays. Do what I did. Do what Danny did. 150,000 windows worth of installations last year alone, and 0.5% of them required follow-up service. And these people at Window Nation are great at what they do. 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION. Call them today. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Shop online at windownation.com. 40 minutes left on this Nats marathon with you on Grant and Danny. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan. Game 4 in the NLCS is tonight. Although we got a doubleheader in Major League Baseball today, because ALCS Game 3 is taking place between the Astros and the Yankees. The winner of this game will be in the driver's seat in the American League's championship series, Luis Severino against Gerrit Cole. If you haven't watched Gerrit Cole pitch in these playoffs, maybe warm up for the Nats game tonight by turning the TV on and checking out a few innings of him. He's throwing the ball right now better than anyone I've ever seen in my entire life, and I'm not exaggerating.
It's not hyperbolic either. It's unbelievable.
There's never been a stretch like this as far back as he's been this dominant in the regular season. 10-plus strikeouts now in 11 straight starts. He is, as of this moment right now, the hottest maybe any starting pitcher has ever been. And it's been really, really cool to watch. So check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah, it's the Stuff Olympics in that game, by the way. Luis Severino is just a casual 98 with a slider that's wipeout. You know, he's had some injury problems. But Gerrit Cole bounced around a little bit and finally found himself. This is the guy that everybody thought he would be, right? He is unbelievable right now.
Let's go to the phones and Patrick, who's in Warrington. Patrick, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, guys. Great show today, man. Just want to say, you know, sure the Nats was going to win today. But looking forward, question is, who do you guys think the Nationals want to face? Think they want to face the Yankees or the Astros? I think if they face the Yankees, I think the Yankees take it in six just because they're bullpen. But I think if they face the Astros, I think the Nationals take it in five. But great show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Patrick, here's what I will say to that question. I have no problem with the question.
I'm not
happy
mad at
that
anybody.
You're asking it. Not frustrated at you. I'm not going to answer it. I cannot allow myself to start having those discussions. I will not address that yet. You got to win another baseball game. The New York Yankees were playing that game years ago in 2004, 3-0 on Boston, and the Red Sox came back and beat them in that series. So I'm not going to answer that. Tomorrow, call in if the Nationals win, and I'll have a 15-minute conversation with you on that question, I promise you. Again, nothing wrong with asking it. You're excited, and you should be. I'm just not going there just yet. Is that fair?
It is completely fair. I want to make sure the people understand. We're not angry at anybody at this point. A lot of joy today.
Be happy.
There are eggs. We will count the chickens when there are chickens. Eggs. Delicious-looking eggs, I might add. They look like it's going to be great. Chickens. We will talk about the chickens when there are chickens. Two distinct categories, eggs and chickens. We're counting eggs still. We have eggs.
We have eggs.
Eggs.
Soon, maybe even tonight, we could have chickens.
We could have chicken.
We like chicken.
Maybe it's a chicken sandwich. Limited availability at Popeyes. No one knows right now. No one knows.
Did they ever get those back?
I think they're not back, right? They're not back?
What a weird move. Are they going to do a McDonald's McRib bit where every, like, 4 years they come out with that sandwich and I have to hear about it on Twitter? Is that the move?
It sounds like it might be the move. They should, I don't know. If people are buying something, you should keep allowing them to buy it? I don't know.
Last thing I heard, and we won't discuss it for too long, was that the chicken was never the problem. It was the bread. And that they couldn't make the bread at the rate that they needed it for the sandwich. That's what I heard.
Really? Bread should be a fairly easy thing to figure out, no?
I mean, it could be completely fake news.
Okay.
Did some irresponsible journalism on that, but that's just
what
I've heard.
That's my favorite.
I like irresponsible journalism.
That's my favorite.
It's my favorite kind. Did you see the arrow that Fernando Rodney shot last night after his eighth inning?
No, I thought the arrow was only for game closure. Is it just I get a clean inning?
Well, there was a time in his career where it was for game closure, but since he doesn't get to close games anymore, I think it's for a really clean inning with two strikeouts in the NLCS.
He threw really well. I'm not complaining about it. I'm asking for arrow criteria. Let's say hypothetical.
Well,
he gives up a solo boat. Let's say he gives up a homer, but he leaves with a hole.
Then he doesn't do the arrow.
Does he do arrows for holds, like fantasy baseball style?
No, again, I think it's, did you have a dominant inning?
Yeah.
Were you Fernando Rodney from your prime?
And you arrow it?
Then you arrow it.
Good enough for me.
Full inning of work, nobody gets on base, and you punch out a pair. And then he you know what he did, though? It was as if he second-guessed it. Like, he didn't plan on doing the arrow the whole time because he walks. I'm going to count the steps. Delivery.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. On his 7th step, he pulls back, rocks back, and shoots the arrow. So it's like he almost forgot because it's been so long since he's had a good inning.
He's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
I was dominant. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to shoot the arrow. Who told him to do it?
No, I was saying maybe someone from the bench, like the cheerleading squad, like Anibal like Sanchez or
dude, you got an arrow. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fernando, arrow. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember being legit. And he shoots the arrow into the night. He and Rainey both looked great yesterday.
Yeah, Rainey, boy. How about 101 in the kitchen with the cold cuts?
All right, let's look ahead to game four. Let's project the lineup. Let's see who's got to get warm here. Who's got to step up offensively? How do we get Juan Soto out of his rut? Some of the things we have not covered yet from game three and this series. And there are a few lines open. First time today, we told you. No guests for 4 hours. We challenge you guys to step up to the plate here. 4 straight hours of Nats calls. We've gone 3.5. Let's see if you can finish. We're talking about the team finishing. How about you guys? We're about to find out on G&D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Nats Red October is on the fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVI.com today. Game four is tonight, a win, and the Nats are going to the World Series. I'm just going to repeat that without any more context or information. Game four is tonight, a win, and the Nats are going to the World Series.
Okay. All right, stop it with the jokes. Oh, wait, what's that? No, that's happening. That's a thing. That's a thing!
They just have to win one of the next four. However they do it, by any means necessary, one game, 4 tries, they got to figure that out.
Sorry, I know that was a random laugh. Thommy said something really funny in my ear, and usually I'm able to muffle it and not laugh on the radio. That's why he's laughing now. But he caught me, and I had an audible on-air laugh that interrupted your actual discussion, so I apologize.
The question we're asking you guys at 800-636-1067, do you think the Nats end it tonight, or does this series go a fifth game? The fifth game would be played tomorrow at Nats Park, a day game, by the way, about 4 o'clock. And I think it's supposed to be terrible weather-wise.
Yeah, supposed to go tomorrow.
A lot of rain, a lot of clouds, and a little bit chillier. It's just going to be nasty. The Nats, if they do get to the World Series, will be in the World Series as an organization for the first time, but it'll be DC's first trip to the series since 1933. We'll break a drought of 86 years. You've got them winning tonight. I actually think the series is going to go 5. I don't have a great reason other than I just think the Cardinals and the Nationals are close enough that this shouldn't be a sweep. St. Louis is good enough.
Yeah.
They should win a game or two in this series.
If you gave me a bunch of scenarios, right, an A through Z selection for boxes, but how the series is going to go. And you told me, oh, Paul Goldschmidt will be 0 for the series. I would never select that box.
Right.
And he's got a lefty tonight on the hill. Now, granted, Patrick Corbin gets guys to chase, and the slider's nasty, and the occasional changeup gets guys off balance. But for the most part, you just can't believe that a superstar that quite literally carried them through the division series against a great Braves team. Let us not forget, if you were ranking the teams 1 through 4 heading into the postseason, with all due respect to the Nationals and what they've done, I know they were hot at the end of the year, but you'd go Dodgers 1, probably Braves 2, and then the Nats Cardinals kind of fighting out for 3 and 4. I'd probably put Nats 3, Cardinals 4, even though the Cardinals were frisky and really good with some of their own pitching. But Goldschmidt is outstanding. He is a superstar. Him going 0 for a series, you just can't fathom it. So maybe he pops one. Ozuna's had some good at-bats here, really especially in yesterday's game. And that guy's a menace. He's killed the Nationals in years past. You just can't believe they're going to go down without a fight.
I'm with you. I also think you'll get something out of Juan Soto tonight in a left-on-right matchup.
I hope so, man.
His at-bats got a little better yesterday. For a couple of games, I thought he was trying to hit a grand slam every time he batted, even if nobody was on base. I think he hit that 449-foot home run against the Dodgers, and he liked how that felt.
He really enjoyed that moment, yeah.
He needs to get back to shortening his swing, spitting on pitches, taking close pitches, using that batter's eye that I fell in love with, that plate discipline that other 20-year-olds don't have. And you saw more of that last night, so I feel good about that. It'd be good to get some hard, loud contact for Trey Turner again. He had a great swing on the ball. It was the 100-plus-mile-an-hour hit last night that was fielded behind the second base bag to start the game.
Great play by Wong to start the game off, by the way.
He's going to be critical. If you do get another series, he's got to be rolling.
Both Turner and Soto, man.
And I don't know if that's going to carry over. I mean, you might, again, wait a whole week before you play again if you win tonight. But you want good things for the guys that are most important to you. And while almost everyone last night had big games, those were the two guys that were left wanting more. Jeff and Laurel, you're on the Fan. How are you?
Hi, guys. You know, win or lose, I keep trying to convince you the gods are on our side. Tonight, win or lose, we're in good shape. We're going to win. There's four more points from last night's game. Evidence, they're on our side.
Let's hear
them. Number one, how did that ball pop out of Ozuna's glove? He had it in his glove.
He did.
The gods kicked it out. Number two, Victor Robles, injured. Not only does he come back healthy, he makes a couple huge contributions last night. Number three, Juan Soto takes a hard fall last night. In previous years, that might have been a fractured kneecap, and he's done for the season. He's fine. And the final one, Strasburg grabs his hamstring after that pitch. The trainer pops out of the dugout. Oh, my God, he tweaked his hamstring. No, it's just a cramp. I'm fine. And he knocks out the final two batters. Guys, this is our year. Things are falling into place. We got this. That's all I got.
Jeff, I want to keep hearing from you.
Good talk, Jeff.
I hope
I like
we
it.
Hear from you again with
like
another
it.
8 points and reasons. I will say I've thought about him in almost every game at
Have
least
you
once.
Really?
Because, again, I don't do the baseball gods thing. I don't do the you jinxed it. If there's a no-hitter going, I'm going to tell you. There's a no-hitter through four innings. I have nothing to do with the outcome. But I do believe at 31 years old as a sports fan who's seen a lot now in the stars aligning, whatever that is. People say there's a quote-unquote team of destiny. I don't believe that. But I think sometimes you get the breaks and a lot of times you don't. I think the Capitals, when they won the Cup, had a year where they got the breaks. If he wants to call that hockey gods, cool. If you want to say the stars aligned or whatever it is your phrase is, but they suddenly got lucky. They got bounces. The Nats, with the misplay in right by the Brewers and a couple balls off the bat of Jock Peterson going barely foul and a dropped fly ball in left, they're getting those breaks.
Yeah, Adam Eaton's double is fair, not just rolled over the bag.
Correct.
Foul, right? And think of the Capitals, right? That game that they ended up winning in overtime. I think Penguin hit the post, hit the crossbar, maybe hit all four posts, maybe hit everything. You think of the Columbus series, where they're down two games to none and another post is hit before Lars Eller taps in a goal. Just things like that, it has to go right. Even great teams lose, right? Incredible teams have lost lots and lots and lots of times.
The best team, I would say more often than not, doesn't win. I was talking with CK yesterday, and I said, our boss, I said, if they win tonight, I said, we're in business. He's like, yeah, it's crazy. And he was mentioning the World Series. I said, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to talk about this yet. I said, but if they got to the World Series, Yankees and Astros, it's like playing up a level, up a weight class. I don't know how much of a chance I'd give them, but we'll see. And he goes, how often is the best team winning right now? And it's true. Like, the Rays took the Astros to the brink, took two straight games from them. The Dodgers should have pummeled the Nationals.
Right.
Here
if they did
are.
It again next week, maybe they would, but they don't get to do that.
Eric in Springfield, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Great.
All right, so I have a dilemma here. Between the Giants, the Cubs, and the Dodgers, I am literally 0-for in going to home game postseason wins.
Mm.
I have a ticket tonight to go. What in the heck do I do?
Go.
Go.
Because this is about turning that stuff around.
Well, and also,
I think you go.
As I was just saying, you were not the reason they lost those games.
Maybe you were, but you could be the reason they win.
You were not the reason they lost those games. You had nothing to do with it. So you go. You experience joy, hopefully. Worst case scenario, what happens? You go. You eat a delicious selection of foods all night. You drink some beers. You hang out with your buddies. You cheer for a base hit. They lose the game, and they're up 3-1. You go to the game.
I'm so scared.
I sound like a 92-year-old lady that's a smoker.
I know.
That's so funny.
That is so funny that you said that. I meant to get through the whole show today without laughing.
You got one.
I almost did. Let me get this out real quick. You can take over.
Here we go. Grant's coughing. Oh, it's nasty, too. That was a little phlegmy.
It wasn't a good one.
A little phlegmy phlegms. Go
Dave
to the game.
Fleming, the voice of the San Francisco
Just
Giants.
Go to the game.
Can't he stay home and then go to the first game of the World Series?
No, why would he do that?
You want him to go down 0-1 in the series?
Because he got a losing record. Yeah, I mean, you can make up a 0-1 loss in the first game.
Okay, but by your logic, you're
worried
about this guy?
I want him to lose tonight, then, if that's a choice.
This is a way better game to lose than game one of the World Series. You're up 3-0. You'd have three more games to advance. If we're going to test this theory and he's the bad guy, then game one of the World Series is not the game to test.
Just remember, we forced Luke Thomas, voice guy, to not watch one moment of the Penguin series because he didn't watch the first game.
Is he going to a Kesha concert tonight? What's he up to?
I hope so.
What's Cheese doing?
What's his record with baseball, though? I think he's got a pretty good record with baseball.
I'll bet he's at an obscure
EDM show.
EDM show last night.
The guy bought
the tickets
7 months ago.
Guys, you won't believe this. The Nats are going to win, and I know. Here's why. Because a Swedish guy who's friends with another guy that I know bought me this ticket, and we like EDM.
Yeah, these two identical twins, they both bang on drums while Tech Pete's play.
Grant and Danny, getting you ready for Nats Cardinals on the Fan.
The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals. The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
We got the best coaches and hitters too. You know they're gonna score a lot of runs for you. So go on out to the park today. Cause hit me up, coach, I'm ready to play.
It's the Nationals. The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals. Nationals. The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
Go ahead, Keith.
Get him, Keith. Let's go.
Playoff time is here again. Go tell your family. Go tell your friends. Come on down to the park today. The Nationals are going all the way. Nationals. The Nationals.
That was such
Everybody's
a good concert.
It was all right here.
Fairfax Tin and Keith Elgin met like 6 minutes before they performed this song. I love it. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back. Game 4 NLCS action tonight. A Nats win, and they are playing in the World Series.
Yeah,
Gus,
buddy.
In Minnesota, we'll go rapid fire to wind down the folks on hold here in the final few minutes. What's up, Gus? How are you?
Happy cornhole night, gentlemen.
Happy cornhole night to you, my
Big
friend.
Big night in Dunkirk.
Throw some bags at what was it? Anthony's in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
We'll
no, I'm not
there.
Watching the game. I'm throwing bags in between.
Yeah, right.
I'll get to the game when I get to it.
Yeah, between my rounds, I might go see if Rendon got a homer. Okay, cool. What's up?
I want to say, Davey's pushing all the right buttons, man. I really don't see us losing. The Cardinals just look down and dejected. I don't see them winning. I really don't. I know they're due, but I just don't see it.
Well, think about this. The one bit of controversy is not the right word, but the one bit of hand-wringing is, ooh, but Michael Taylor's playing so well. Should we take him out of the lineup? Davey says, no, we got this. Of course, Victor Robles hit the starter rally, home run, couple nice catches in center field.
Yeah.
Case closed, case rested. Every button he's pushing is the right button.
It's working, right? I mean, who knows if all the decisions are correct or not? They certainly seem that way. They're all working. That's what matters. I think the process is more important than the result. I love the process, too. I think the process is garnering the result. But you can't argue with the result. Davey in Winchester, how are you? Great job managing,
Good job managing the club, sir.
You're doing well.
Good. Hey, guys. Great show, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it tonight. You know, I'm a little nervous about it, but I think they're going to win just because Davey's pushing all the right buttons. But the real reason I called, man, is because Danny makes me so happy when he starts crushing Bryce Harper. I don't know why more people don't do that. This is what really makes me the happiest, you know.
Ever, I get it.
ever since he left, you know, we started out sucking, and the only thing that made me happy is if we beat the Phillies or one of our pitchers struck him out. And
I like to drink
Levero,
that misery. I'm with
Levero
you,
Levero and Chad. What's that?
I like to drink
Levero
that misery.
And Chad Dukes. Yeah, Levero and Chad Dukes are like, oh, we don't want to. You know, it's not. Bryce took the best deal. Who cares what? You know, he should have stuck with us, man.
I'm on Team Levero and Chad, I guess, because I'll be honest with you, Davey. I think you're managing really well, but
it shouldn't be about Bryce right now.
It's a business. I don't care about Bryce. Also, how about the Nationals could be in the World Series if they win tonight? I'm not sure if they could have, by the way, if he was still here. It's not his fault, but this is the best clubhouse they've ever had in this era.
That's right.
And he's not a part of it. And I think it helps, to be honest with you. Chad in Winchester, how's it going?
Oh, good, guys. I love this show real quick. I unfortunately developed a bad habit, and I feel like it makes a difference. They about tore my heart out in the wild card round, and I ran to my room and just watched on the pitch-by-pitch app and screamed my head off after they came back and won. And so ever since, I've been literally every night just watching the pitch-by-pitch app and not watching on TV, and they're doing well. So I'm kind of like, man, I got to watch this thing because I love this team, but I'm kind of scared to do that. I know it sounds stupid.
It doesn't sound stupid. I get it.
I understand all those little things, man. I have gone into, I'm not particularly superstitious, but a couple little things I'll do. Like I go into the radio booth and I give Charlie and Dave knuckles and I get a throat lozenge from Dave before every game at this point. Like that's my move. And so I'm like, hey, Dave, you got a throat lozenge? He's like, yeah, no problem. Bones, have a good call. And like last night, I was about to not do it. I was sitting there. I was comfortable in my booth.
But then you did it.
Down the hall, and I'm like, I'm going to go see Charlie and Dave real quick.
Just real quick.
You got your things. Keep your things if you want to. Is it going to actually affect the outcome? No, it's not. But does it hurt? It makes you have a little more fun do it. Yours happens to be actually annoying and ruin your time, which is too bad.
We are inherently, and it's not anybody's fault, nobody ripping, we're inherently self-centered organisms,
yes.
Right? We're concerned with our own preservation, and we like to think that we matter. There's a great big expanse of space out there where we're microscopic in comparison to the vast galaxies and stars and the billions of years that have existed. But in order for us to have meaning, we like to ascribe some meaning to ourselves and our little gestures. So here's what I say. If tying your left shoe before your right makes you believe the Nationals are going to win, then you tie that left shoe. If a cough drop from my pal Grant Paulson, from our buddy Dave Jagler, makes you think the Nats are winning game four, then you get your cough drop, Big Cat. That's what I say.
Barstool Big Cat. Let's go to Eric in D.C. Hey, Eric.
Gentlemen, love the show.
Appreciate you.
Super, super excited about the Nats. I think, so to answer your question, I think the Nats are going to win tonight. They are showing us the team that we always thought that they would be, and they're peaking at just the right time. And truth be told, I'm glad that Bryce has his money and he's enjoying it in the off season. So
yeah, he's got 12 more years to enjoy it too, Eric. Let's round the show out and wrap up with our guy Dan in Fairfax. Just heard his live in studio concert.
Thanks for playing the song today. I am so excited about tonight. We are going to win. I predict the score is going to be 4-0. And I want to thank Chad Dukes because he's told me I'm known as the 311 guy now. Long story short, I get to come in there and get a T-shirt from him. So I'm psyched about it. Go Nationals.
I love it.
Attaboy. There you go, Dan. Enjoy your night. And thanks for listening, as always. If you guys missed any part of today's show, no problem. You can rewind up to 24 hours with radio.com Rewind. Download the app, select our station, and go to Back in Time. TheFanDC.com and GrantandDanny.com/audio for all of our podcasts as well. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., one way or the other, we're chatting with you. It might be one of the biggest shows in show history.
And now our watch is in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.